Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
And what excitement we have today.
Say it again, Jimmy.
And what excitement we have today.
We do. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's your host, Mike, with Rob and Josh. And we're here. The whole gang is here. And very, very happy to be with you on a Thursday, which, as far as the O'Mara household is concerned, is the first day of school.
You know what it is, Mike? It's the Ides of August.
What does that mean?
The middle of August. Like, you know when Caesar
is Ides middle?
Yeah. Like, beware the Ides of March was March 15th.
So the Ides of March. Why did people have to beware the Ides of March?
Because a soothsayer in Act 1 of Julius Caesar came to Caesar and said, beware the Ides of March.
That's when he was going to get offed?
And then he got offed by everybody. Like, but Brutus.
Where they all stabbed him.
Was it Brutus or Bluto?
He said, some et tu, Brute.
That's what it was.
Exactly. And you, Brutus, and you too, you too, my right-hand person.
Also, Mike, I'm saddened a little bit that no one has mentioned our new theme song this week, which I think is groovy.
Let's give it a whirl, will you,
okay,
please?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is called the Upbeat Summer Pop Show Open, and it's new for you.
There it is. Nothing special.
Oh, I think it's quite special.
Just catchy.
Carrie liked it.
It's a catchy tune.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. It sound that clear. It sound clear to you, Josh?
No, it's a little distorted.
Yeah.
No, maybe because it's turned up, we normally play it softer in the background.
Could be.
Can you try to fix that, Rob?
Yes, Mike, I can. Hold on a second. What I'm going to do... is I'm going to alter a setting and see if it helps.
Turn it up.
It's compressed is what it is.
Yeah, that doesn't
work.
When you turn
it up, it compresses it.
Ah.
Works great as is for intro and outro.
Okay. So,
but I still love it, Mike. I think it was well chosen.
Now you're really happy you played it.
I am.
Right. Glad you brought attention to it.
Beware the Ides of August.
There we go. The first day of school, I have a video. Miss O'Mara's in California, so it's just me and my son going to school today. And we can roll the tape of him in the car. That's where I'm sharing it today. On this show, on this program here, gentlemen, we are in control. And
yes.
Go ahead, let's take a look.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with the man himself, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara, with Michael William O'Mara, first day of school, 2024. How are you, pal?
Dad, I'm excited.
That's good to be excited on the first day of school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, last night we had a little rough time with a shoulder injury at football practice, and that's still hurting a little bit, right? Anything you'd like to say to our wonderful listeners on this fine Thursday morning?
Relax, have fun, and don't care what other people say.
Oh, you know what? I love you so much, buddy, and I'm so proud of you, and you're going to have a wonderful 2024 with all your buds at the school. And I just love you more than anything in the whole wide world.
Thank you.
And I'll see you this afternoon when I pick you up, okay?
Okay.
Say bye-bye, duties.
Bye-bye, duties.
You know, the standard reply to I love you is I love you, too.
He's
but you
tired.
Got, thank you.
He's tired. He had a
shoulder
injury.
Oh, it was him, not you?
No. That's every day for me. But
yeah, because it was vague.
He actually had to leave practice early last night, and he's just it's kind of a recurring thing, and he got really popped last night. So I tried to make him tough it out, but I couldn't be that dad. I was sitting there to my friend Ashley, who was the team mom last year, and I'm saying. So-
I'm just saying, you know.
See, the only people that get to do lovey-dovey with their kids is Rob. So
no, that's not true.
That's what it is.
That's not
so
true at all.
That's why he wants to get right to the mocking. That's it.
That's
we'll get
true.
To you. I've got a bone to pick with you anyway.
Simple.
So we'll get to you in a second.
That's exciting.
You mentioned the lady's name.
Yeah.
That's Ashley. What excites him. Ashley is the team mom, friend of Carl and mine. And we, as he lay down, my reaction was, oh, God. Not again. And I see him kind of writhing on the field. And this is the second practice where this has happened. And I'm like, the hockey dad in me says, don't be that kid. Don't be that kid. So
how
I said,
your
Michael,
dad react when you busted your nose open?
It's not broken. Came down to the breakfast table the next day with two black eyes. Never had it fixed. Still got the deviated septum.
Yeah, I know.
And I still can't find a chiropractor down here that'll blow out my septum and try to fix it. I still don't know whether that's legit. By the way, it's like everything else on the internet. I unverified. I'll be saying that a lot today when you see different tapes that I brought to you today with detailed explanations. We'll get to that in a second.
How many times yesterday did Michael say he wished mommy was home?
Three or four. Four, he did. Yeah, last night in particular. And then she, God bless her, out in California, gets up at 4 a.m. to call him and wish him a happy first day of school today. So I thought that was super, super, super cool.
Did he enjoy it last night when you made him the big Uncle Buck pancake?
It's not really that bad. It was chill. As I say to Ashley, I said, oh, man, all right, well, some tough love coming up here, Ashley. And, you know, me being Mr. Hockey Dad, I said, Michael, come over here. What's the deal? And then just slowly I begin to melt.
Of course.
And just like, does it really hurt? And I'm reaching under his shoulder pads, and I'm kind of trying to find where it hurts on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, I'm like, dude, do you want to keep going? And then I saw the tears. He said, Dad, aww. I'm sorry. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, it really does hurt. And we bagged it. And, I don't care. That's
you care hurt himself.
No, I don't care that he's gonna leave practice early, because if he really is hurting, I'd rather err on the side of, you know, getting him home, getting ready for the first day of school. So, but you know, the I'm sorry's were killing me, and the I'm sorry's also make me suspicious. All this going on in my brain at the same time. Am I being tough enough? Should I send him back out there?
Is he saying
for tough
he's
love?
Sorry?
He's saying he's sorry. He's saying he's sorry. Like, he's sorry,
sorry he's that he hurt himself.
He's disappointed, and I'm sorry you're disappointed in me, blah, blah. I said, I love you. No problem. We came home. We got ready. And, you know, he's
I
a great
will
kid.
Always beat you.
Yes, like mommy dearest. You know, Yulita's rare.
It's got all this red juice in it.
And it was cool. Everything about yesterday's orientation for school and today's drop off was easy peasy. I'm thrilled.
Is there anything
I'm thrilled at how
good.
I have no bitches. I have no bitching to do. I've got a lot of bitching about other subjects, but I don't have any bitching to do about school.
Mike, it's been 24 hours now that you have been Carla-less in your home.
Yes.
Have there been any sitcom styled moments? Because it's a classic sitcom setup. Where the son and the father are left alone.
No, I'm happy. I am happy with the way things are rolling right now. I'm happy with the drop off. I got back to the house in plenty of time to get everything set for the show. So we're in it.
Who made dinner last night?
Let me see. What did we do for dinner last night?
Chinese food?
No, I don't think
pizza. Pizza? Yeah,
no
pizza.
No. I think I told him to get a snack or something. I haven't been feeding him that well. I really, what are we doing?
Today's dinner is a chocolate orange.
I think I took him to Chick-fil-A.
Well, that's good.
For one meal.
Was that a lunchtime meal?
I don't remember.
If you do it late enough, it can cover both.
Yeah.
It sort of did. So, but
4:15.
But that would be where I break down as far as the meals. and the way I'm providing for him in that regard. But everything else seems to be good. And, you know, and he seems to be getting his nutrition. He's 11, so he's kind of self-sufficient.
Well, I mean, it's like tipping over, Mike, it's like tipping over a Coke machine. You've got to really work at it to ruin a kid nutritionally. You can't just do it in one day.
I don't know. I think we went by.
I think when he gets home from school today, you should have an apron and a chef's hat and be preparing manicotti like Dom DeLuise.
Well, on a beautiful video today, we will be sharing not one,
yes,
but two cooking tips. So you'll be able to.
That. Some beautiful video.
We will be sharing that with detailed descriptions. All right. It's been a long time since I've gotten into it with listeners. All right. And this falls under the category of people trying to help.
Yeah.
And look, I try to move this show in the correct direction. And I am aware that this show is both an audio and a video feed. We have been on video. We are on camera right now. It's how we communicate with each other. We do it for the audience as well. Mm-hmm. We've been having Rob play videos and audio tapes for many, many moons. That's what we do. So when Rob was on vacation and I was curating the video, I enjoyed it to such an extent that I said, I think to be modern, there's so much content out there that we could comment on that I think we should curate more videos for the listener. And then because of a whiny one or two yesterday, I felt I needed to address the fact that this is an audio it's a podcast. It's audio. First of all, podcasts are not exclusively the domain of audio. They're not. And if they are, well, there might be a niche that they do that. The long story short here is that we've had video on the show, and then, but if you explain it, I'm in the car. And I finally get pissed because all I'm trying to do here is offer more stuff. And two fat f***s that sit in their houses all day discussing their kids, their dogs, and when they last took a leak doesn't have the riveting content that I require to talk about things every day. So I bring more video in. And as soon as I do, the people that want it to be 1998 again start to complain and whine and talk about the fact that, oh, well, you know, I tune out because I want it as an all right, I'm really happy that you alone are consuming the show via audio. I am more than aware that the majority of people get the show like that. But I'm also aware that we do the show on camera. We have invested the show on camera. We play video on the show, and we have. And if
and
I have
the video
one more
goes
person,
out to many platforms too. It's not
goes
like we're
out
just
to
doing
many platforms.
Ourselves.
Yeah, I see it as podcasts clearly have replaced talk radio,
right?
And now we're coming for TV.
Well, it's something that for us, I have to say that my own personal consumption now is probably led by video clips and shorts online that I entertain myself with in the evening, because there's not the plethora of content that that I'm going to watch unless it's live sports, which right. I love to look in on. But I watch a lot of these videos, and sometimes we all love to share. And I think part of the sharing is they're open for discussion. The classic example being Rachel Reagan Gunn, who you know went viral, the Hawk Tua girl. That's what everybody talks about now.
Right.
That's our content. So that's what I do. And then it's like, well, maybe if you described it more. Hold on. If your curiosity is piqued by watching, by listening to us talk about a video, and you're listening to it in your car, just like I do when I'm listening to television content and I want to see something that was a news story, I go home and I look it up and I watch it. Or in our case, we have many, many different outlets for you to go ahead and consume it.
Yeah, and we don't make it hard to find the video.
Not at all.
That's it. We don't. But at the same time, I'm trying to do my best to let people react to whatever they react. That's what I do. And that's why I get on there and I talk to people and I explain it. And then, Rob, God bless you. You tried to help. But when you help, you just...
There's an old expression, Mike. If you want to help, don't help. Now, I have been chastised in the past for not helping. And now I think what we've learned is that I best stay uninvolved.
Well, I'm saying to people, this is the post that I put up yesterday.
Okay.
I said, since when did a podcast not have a video element? Since the old days, I should have answered that. We have been on camera for ages, and so are thousands of others. We've had videos on the show for years and years. If you want to listen, listen. If you want to watch, watch. I'm trying to bring new and fresh content to the show, blah, 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 blah. Rob gets on to help, and Rob says, let me see. It's right down here. Hello.
Oh, you.
It's true. You're so timid.
No,
Mike, keep in mind, folks, how long we've had video in the audio vault.
This is how
adding
you're
the video component
it.
Is a big plus, especially with the gang. You don't need to explain that it's a big plus. Of course, it's
Why
a
not?
Big plus. Because
maybe they're so stupid, you're reacting to their...
Yeah, yell at me, tough guy, but get on there and go, if you're inclined to peek at our video component, are you kidding me? There's the video. F*** it. Watch it or don't watch it. I don't care. You know, I mean, it's just like it was so kowtowing to the minuscule element. That's the point I'm trying to make here. And then you get on, F you. Well, how about an F you to the people? And then, of course, when I suggested that, crickets last night. No further assistance for me. And that's sometimes what I'd like to see is like I'd like us to be on the same page when everybody's out there saying, Rob does such a good job of describing his video. Sometimes I brought something new. No, I'm not describing it because I'd like you to watch it. And I understand if you're listening to us in your car, and that's why I also referenced, do you want us to come and just get in the back seat and do a show specifically for your individual needs? Content has all different avenues. So my point with you, Rob, is that you said, if you're inclined, peek at our video. Can you have any, George Carlin would call that soft language. And he would be saying to you, that was the point that I was trying to make, that you were, and you know, just, I get so frustrated because we take the reactions of the bullying minority that have all these strong opinions, and I'm going to keep doing this show, folks, but I'm not kowtowing to every personal quirk, especially when you're on a website that's designed to be supporting. Crickets. And that's what I get.
No.
Well, Mike, you were talking. Well, you want? I don't want.
Yeah, you usually. Since now you choose not to interrupt.
Jesus, Mike, boy. I didn't intend it to be a pandering post. I meant it to support you.
I know you did. I'm fully aware that you did. I'm fully aware that you did. But my point is, when we handle people, and I said this to both you guys last night on a thread,
right.
I'm like, Jesus. You know, our friend, our dear friend that Josh works with him as well, Chad Dukes. What would he say in that circumstance, right?
True.
I mean, well, Josh, you work with him every day, right? I mean, it's
there's a reason his show is paid subscription only. Because if you want to be there, you're there.
Yeah,
otherwise,
I know.
Otherwise, stay away.
Yeah, I sort of think that with the supporters too, but they can't freaking help but bitch about their own needs because they feel like they own us. That's how I feel sometimes. That's how I feel sometimes.
Podcasting's a very intimate medium. Yeah. And it makes people think they are part of the show. I see that here.
And in many cases, they are. We reference people all the time.
We do. But I've seen on both sides a lot of overstepping. I did go and check out the Michael Mara Show YouTube channel because I've gotten emails where people think this is my move, that I'm pushing the show to video. The
no.
video component
Buck stops
has been,
here.
Has been the
100%
video component
me.
Has been on YouTube since episode 1581. If you want to go back and watch them all on YouTube,
figure that the years out because that's a long time.
8 years ago.
Eight, 1800 years. Episodes ago.
Yes. 8 years
and
ago.
And Rob explains the video sometimes, and sometimes he plays the video.
Right. So true.
I mean, that's the way it goes. So my point with you, Rob, is like I'm tired of you know, kissing ass when somebody's out there throwing a bullet because it makes these it creates this mindset where we're doing something wrong. We're doing nothing wrong. It might not be what everybody can relate to at that moment, but when we say take if you're inclined, I don't care whether that I don't care. I offer it for you. This is something that I think is great. I would share it with the person on my couch next to me, and I share it with you. You're not going to get a benefit from it by hearing a description of it. The real benefit will come if you take a look at it. And that's why if you get them, well, I'm busy. Well, so am I. I'm busy too. Stick. Really? And I haven't done that. When's the last time I did this? When's the last time I got on here and really, and I am up to here with it. I'm up to here with, you know, do this, do that, do this. I'm just bringing fresh stuff onto the show and old videos, new videos, funny videos. The quality of people's content has gotten better. It's gotten funnier. And I thought it was something that we would expand. And that's it.
What's great about the videos you bring is they also have audio. It's not like we're showing silent videos.
That's sometimes true. Though, sometimes it'll be something we're looking at, and I'm not gonna pull off from a video or feel obligated to flap my gums during the entire video to explain every possible detail of what we are watching so that people that hear it, you're not going to get the benefit of it. And then when you say, "Oh, I turn it off." Yeah, well, turn it off, asshole. Turn it off.
Well,
I don't
many,
give a sh**.
There's been many transitions of this show. And what you guys have seen over the years is people complain, and people stick around, and
it's
show grows.
It's constant.
Yeah, always
it's
has been.
People constant. Like comfort. And it's and you know what? And somebody said, "Oh, well, don't take it so personally." I take it personally because I have to source my material from every platform. Feedback from listeners. Content from video, text from my coworkers, everything. And the point I'm trying to make with when we respond in that don't hit me way, which Rob was the response. It's like that. I didn't want to talk to you guys off air about this. I didn't want to talk to you on a thread. I wanted to do it here so that the world could see it because it's from the heart. When we respond to that, you take somebody where the real line was, "Sorry, you don't like it. Tough tits.
Yeah.
Adios." That's fine. Not adios, go away from the show. It's like, okay, noted might not be what you, but what fits your needs. Pound sand.
Right.
And then for the people that do, you get a better experience. I'm not doing anything other than trying to bring more content on to the platform. That's it. That's what I'm trying to do.
This is our fault because in the last
transition. Yeah, we enabled these people.
In the last transition, we tried to kowtow to these guys.
Absolutely.
We tried to say,
hey, absolutely.
We understand it's a rough transition. We want to help, and that's what this brings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when we do that, and you know what, I always file that when Oscar left. I file it under the category of high-roading it. Mm-hmm. It is a strategy. It is, folks. There, the curtain is pulled back. High-roading it is so that we do not ruffle feathers among the people that like one of the principals, and that's it. And it's somehow, I don't know, it somehow just empowers people to bitch. And I guess in every, you know, we're small enough and petty enough where I check it all the time and I'm looking at it all the time. And I like the concept of high-roading it. I like when something goes sideways, especially when it's somebody that we've worked with, that I prefer it that way. If, but I tell you, when I read the blah, 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 and the feedback from different people, and this and that and this and that, it makes me think, does this happen because I high-road it? Does this happen because I don't tell, you know, every possible
I don't think so.
Dirty
I think,
little secret and nuance,
no.
you know?
I think I could. I think what it is, Mike, is that people are invested in the show. The people that complain and the people that get into it and
right.
sweat the minutiae are the ones that perhaps love the show the most.
Okay.
And you know what? Hate is an emotion as much as love or laughter. Even if you hate what we're doing, that means you're invested in what we're doing. And I take that as a grain of salt, that if you are taking the time to bitch about what we're doing, thank you for caring that much. And so
right.
I don't think it's
I
what
agree.
You're doing. I think it's that they care. And I, Mike, hey, hey, that. Hey, no, no. Mm-hmm. They care, but they care in a way. They care in a bad way.
It feels. How does it make you feel sometimes? Does it feel? Because I have trouble articulating it. Sometimes
it makes me feel dark.
It makes me feel pissed.
It makes me feel.
It makes me feel like you're trying to. You're trying to just.
Satisfy the unsatisfied.
When I make the comment about jumping in somebody's backseat and doing a show just for their specific needs and what they want, everybody has different tastes. People consume this show in a different way. There are people that listen to it exclusively. There are people that watch it online exclusively. There are people that listen to it and watch it online. We would like to expand the video on this show because we also think that's the future of these activities, and we've invested time and money into it. But that's not the only reason. The video component is something I love on the show. I always have. I've really enjoyed. I love audio too. But you know, I understand.
It's always,
you know, yeah.
It's always fun to see when people post pictures sharing how they're enjoying the video. Nobody cares about them about a picture of you listening to it in your car radio.
That's true.
But it's cool to see it on the family room TV, on the Alexa in the kitchen, on your iPad at the office. It's
or
cool
in a bathtub.
To see people.
Yes. It happens.
Got to be more careful with those photos. But
Mike, what makes you pissed off just puts me in a darker frame of mind. Mm-hmm. Because we don't sit down here to ruin anybody's day. We don't sit down here to make people angry. What we do is we want to make people laugh. And if we are
Let me tell you
content,
what does it. For you,
okay,
probably.
Please.
What makes you dark, me pissed, they're kind of the similar emotions. It's threatening.
Yeah.
It's threatening to what we do for a living. It is. And I get it. And it always goes there. People that have the passion to post always have to say, I'm going away, I'm moving away, you know, you're pushing me away. That's the part that it's like, okay, I get it, but we have to evolve or die.
Yeah.
And change is something that is extraordinarily hard for some people. But I'm not trying to do anything that will not make what we present better and more entertaining, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the three people you're looking at, those are the opinions that count. And so, you know, when you do that and you're saying that, everybody's going to have negative opinions here and there. It's going to happen. But I also don't have to come in here and try to enhance that negativity by responding in such a way that, hey, listen, I know that might not be everybody's, or we'll do a better job. We'll do a better job of explaining to you what we're showing when you're listening in your car. No! We're not going to do that. We're going to play video. If the videos have audio, that's great too. So be it. If we explain and set up a video and then we laugh at it and you feel like you're not in on the joke, go home and check it out. That's
yeah,
what we do.
We'd
love
anybody.
You to check out both platforms. That's it. But we also are talking right now. You're listening right now. We're not playing videos for you right now. We have something for everybody. That's the way it is. And do I take it? Don't take it. And then I'll get, don't take it so personally. You know, you take everything as a stab in the heart, as Jolene White told me yesterday. Yeah, I do. I take everything as a stab in the heart. This is what I do. Every
yeah,
day,
don't
and
think
I try to make it better. I think about it. I think about it 24/7, and I always have. Come on.
People need to know how invested we are in this, and everything is personal. And what we're doing, this may shock you. Nothing we do is sinister, okay? We're in this to entertain you. And come along for the ride, because it's pretty great when it's fun. So you can be a part of it.
And right. Usually, if it's fun for us, it's fun for everybody else.
Exactly. Except for Josh.
Well,
Josh hates fun.
It'll always be personal because, one, Mike, it's your name on the show.
So I think that has always been where,
but for all three of us, it's our business.
It's what we do.
It's what we do.
And also, if I can add one more thing, the curation of video content and the editing of video content, we're presenting more of it than we ever have. So mm-hmm. We are sending our own video out there. So bringing it in at the same time is good. And the great thing about the infinite amount of content that's online right now is that we might have something you haven't seen yet. That's what I count on. That's what I hope. Now, we also have our take on something you probably have seen.
Sure.
It all contributes to the onion soup that is this show, ladies and gentlemen.
And if it's an old video, you've probably forgotten about it, so we get to refresh you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And get our take. It's fun. When we're having a good time, you are having a good time.
Hopefully.
That's the motto.
You know, and as I said, evolve or die, and it's something that we try to do. And, you know, I like reflecting on the old time. I'm happy for you. We'll do that once in a while. Mm-hmm. We'll take a trip down memory lane, but I want to make sure that I made my point clear, and I don't do this very often. This is personal therapy for me to get on there and say, come on, lighten up. You know, every possible little emotion that you feel doesn't need to be put out there for the whole world to see. I get to do that because I'm on the show.
Did you let the crossing guards know today?
Fortunately, I didn't run any of them. It was a well-oiled machine that...
Well, you're an old timer at it too. You know all the tricks.
No, I went to a new location at the school where he is, and I will tell you the map with the arrows did not compensate for the different drop-off door.
Out of the way!
Dopes.
Out of the way! Out of the way!
Well, I'm coming through. Go down this lane. Go down this lane. Exit here. La la la. And I pull in to go in one of those two lanes, and I see the line of cars on the third lane.
How'd the traffic circle do?
Yeah.
That's once again, Ashley, and Rob can react to.
I don't know. Nicely. Dame just keeps coming up a lot.
She's a friend. She's a friend.
Yeah,
I don't have many
of
those. You know that.
What do you mean, of course she is?
Well, anyone Ashley. You mentioned by name four times in the opening segment isn't an enemy.
We're going to take a break now.
Ashley can also, Mike, and to be clear, Ashley can also be a man's name.
Not this time.
Okay, that's fine.
God. Anyway, happy first day of school, everybody. We will have more we're doing something that's an audio feature coming up next.
Oh, that's nice for a change.
I won't have to explain it. We'll be right back. College football is upon us, and that's great. But if you're really invested in a game, It's awesome. That's where my bookie comes in. When I have some action going on, trust me, that's the best way to watch a game. And when you use my bookie, you're not just betting on football, you're investing in your team for the season. Last year, my bookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship. Michigan bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. Ka-ching! These types of bets highlight why it's worth it to lay an investment before the season begins. Check out mybookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara for a great deal. A bonus of up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's a great way to start off the college football season. Playing with house money, baby. Don't ever miss out on the action. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, mybookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie, light them up! Hey, the day before yesterday, I went to my friend's Naked Wines through the Mike O'Mara webpage at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and I got me 15 of them. 15 bottles of my Naked Wine.
They're all gone.
They're gone. They were gone last night. Did you know Americans pay twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world because of middlemen? Yeah. Laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. Not cool. Listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. I can't wait to get my wine. It's really going to be my wine through the holidays. A subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. And the best thing of all about Naked Wines is as soon as they became a sponsor, I got a case of the Naked Wines.
Yes.
And every single bottle from a wide variety of vintners was spectacular. NakedWines.com/TMOS. Use the code and password TMOS and get 6 bottles for $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password. 6 bottles, $100 off. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you all letting me vent to the listeners, to my partners.
It helps.
It is. It's sometimes extraordinarily necessary. So, I'm glad to get that off my chest, and hopefully I won't do that for a good long time, at least an hour or two. This point, is there anything that hasn't leaked online? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if my third grade report card popped open somewhere. And
every day I look for video of you as Captain Hook, and it hasn't showed up yet.
Nobody. There's supposedly been another massive data breach. This time it involves everybody's social security number and physical address. A hacking group called USDOD claims to have stolen 2.7 billion records earlier this year from National Public Data, which provides personal information to employers, private investigators, and others doing background checks.
Mike, that's Us Dodd. That's a great outfit, Us Dodd.
That includes sensitive identification information for everyone in the U.S., U.K., and Canada. They tried selling it, and some of it may have leaked. It's unclear how big of a threat this is. Officials are advising people to monitor their credit reports and manage their passwords effectively. Of course, that won't keep this third party from coughing up your data. So,
Josh, did you buy any of those Social Security numbers?
Not yet.
Okay.
Haven't figured out how we can use them for the show.
The price will come down. I'll give everyone a hint. My first two numbers in my Social Security number are 22.
Oh, you've done it now. This might be the first time anyone has said these words. Machine Gun Kelly did something totally original.
I get in the story there.
I don't have the video. I'm sorry I don't have the video for this. I just was getting other stuff. Tuesday, MGK was in Cleveland to throw out the first pitch at the Guardians-Cubs game. I wonder if his lady was there. Are they still a thing? His girlfriend, Megan Fox. I hope she is. Instead of throwing the ball to the catcher, he ran toward the dugout and threw it into the stands. And I think that improves the first pitch. Isn't that good? You say, I knew a baseball fan would like that.
It's like a four-year-old.
Throw it into the stands, because then the stands get something fun, too. Sous vide.
I like that he did it. I don't want everyone else to copy.
Okay. You don't think they should do it regularly where it's like, boom, yeah, all right. The crowd cheered, though. They loved it because it was Machine Gun Kelly.
And also, you know what? It's a great move if you can't get it over the plate.
And then Megan Fox came out and took her top off. And
everybody was
The house from the 19th.
Did you want to see the video?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see the video. Let's see him throwing it in because I didn't see it.
Make some noise for Cleveland native and Grammy nominated artist Machine Gun.
Skip ahead a little bit.
So honored to be here to have this opportunity to put on this special fireworks day to throw the first pitch. I've never done a first pitch before. I hope I get my form right. I love you all.
It's not even showing him. It's all talking him up about throwing the first pitch.
You know what's really great
about
Machine
Gun? We'll
find
it later. You can pop it in there later. Yeah. Yes, Rob?
What's the best thing about Machine Gun Kelly is he's tattooed like me.
Yes. Could you show it again, please? How's it looking?
Sure.
Could you,
looks great.
It's looking better.
That orange. I love the way the colors. Yeah.
That orange is popping. That is,
yeah, I love
that
it.
Is
yeah,
truly
love
popping
it.
Right there.
I'd use a lot of lotion.
All from Mad Rabbit.
All of it. It's great. It smells so good.
The house from the 1982 horror classic Poltergeist is for sale for the first time in 45 years, and the owners want to assure potential buyers that there are no evil spirits. The Zillow listing says, quote, yes, this is the home where much of the first movie of the series was filmed, but this house is clean.
Okay, quiz for Mike.
Yes.
What does poltergeist mean in German?
Geist is ghost.
Exactly.
Poltergeist. You tell me. I don't know.
It's a playful ghost.
Playful ghost. Oh,
that's
not playful in that movie.
Yeah, that's not what I saw.
Yeah, I saw that movie when I was a kid, and it was it sort of left an impression. The clown.
It's sad that
the
little
girl
passed away shortly after that movie was made. I do an impression of her when she is inside the television.
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann is inside the television, and I'll do it for you now.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Mommy.
Do you do an impression of the exorcist lady that came in? I guess she's not an exorcist, but the other lady.
There's evil in this house.
Well, her famous
Carol
line.
Carol Ann, come
her famous
into
line,
the light.
Mike, this house is clean.
This house is clean. She's a little lady. It's got a southern accent.
And then she Carol also Ann played the organist in 16 Candles. She's a great actress.
No longer with us. I think they're all dead.
No, Mike, she's actually in the data breach. Her nudes finally came out.
That's so lovely. anyway, the Zillow ad continues. Well loved by its original owners, this charming 4-bedroom, 2.5 bathroom home is ready to welcome a new family without the ghostly antics, we promise. Wow. Well, it's so California. Simi Valley, it's located out there. Listed for $1.17 million, and
you know,
located
for that area, that doesn't seem like a lot considering it's showbiz heritage.
Simi Valley. Here's a quote. It's a once of a lifetime opportunity to live in a home with a story minus the spooks. And before you ask, the muddy pool scene at the end of the movie with real skeletons was allegedly filmed on a soundstage. Not in the backyard.
I was going to say, stay out of the pool, Craig T. Nelson.
There it is. Is he still with us, Craig T. Nelson?
I think
we're
so.
Not sure.
Let me check.
We'll have to check. We had Blake Lively listed as one of the problem celebrities yesterday to work with. There have been tons of rumors about Blake Lively having a feud with Justin Baldoni. Justin Baldoni's image does not pop into my head. Not sure what guy he is. He directed and co-starred in the hit movie It Ends With Us, and a new report says fat shaming is at least part of the reason that they had a problem. A source says they were about to film a scene where Justin had to lift Blake, and he asked an on-set trainer how much she weighed. Supposedly, he has a history of back problems and just wanted to be ready. But Blake found out about it, and she wasn't happy, especially since she'd recently had a baby. Blake was also reportedly upset about a kiss that she thought went on too long. And at least one report says that a lot of people on the set didn't enjoy working with Baldoni, who actually hired a PR crisis firm this week. There's talk that he might not return to direct or star in the sequel, It Starts With Us.
Mike?
Yes.
I'd like to offer three thoughts on this. First of all, Craig T. Nelson alive at age 80.
Okay, very good.
And he recently appeared in Young Sheldon. Second of all, isn't it funny that this story would break right after Blake Lively was labeled as someone difficult? This sounds like some Tom Hanks marketing to me.
Maybe some PR battles going out there.
Especially a long kiss. That's kind of a soft complaint that's going to drive people to the theater. And third, would you like to invest in my new resort, Lake Lively?
Lake Lively. Very exciting. Great water skiing. You got something for us, Josh?
Yeah, here he is.
Oh, he's handsome.
What he looks like. And there were also reports last week about Blake and Ryan Reynolds being a huge pain on the set of this movie.
Yeah. Okay.
And forcing rewrites and everything. So it seems like spin.
It looks like he has 60 teeth.
He's got a mouthful of choppers. There are reports, of course, as of yesterday, we're talking about the fact that Blake is no picnic, may even be kind of a mean girl. One reporter shared a clip of an interview she did with Blake and Parker Posey in 2016. She said, "The women were so awkward and unpleasant, it made her want to quit her job." Blake has also been getting flack for the cutesy way she's promoting the movie. Some people object to her less than serious tone, given that the movie is about domestic violence. A lot of her in the news. I'm in the Rob Spiewak camp, where I think
this
perhaps
is all planted.
That it's just creating buzz to sell tickets.
They may say that she is no picnic, but there are great picnic grounds at Lake Lively.
Lake Lively, come for the water skiing, stay for the birds.
The birds?
I have no idea.
Beautiful birds.
There is a man named Jeffrey Piccolo. Jeffrey Piccolo.
Does he play a small flute?
Is a little bitty flute. Jeffrey Piccolo is suing Disney. Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
After his wife died from a meal she ate at Disney World last year.
Oh, my God. A tainted Dole Whip?
That's terrible. She had severe nut and dairy allergies. And the staff at an Irish pub in Disney, I think it was
Mickey
called
O'Mouse's?
O'Waltz. An Irish pub in Disney Springs said her order was safe, but it wasn't. He recently filed a lawsuit. This is very Disney right here. Now, do you just open up a Dr. Pepper?
Today it's a Sprite.
Sugar Sprite?
No, Mike, a Sprite Zero. Of course it's a sugared Sprite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now Disney is trying to claim that he can't sue them because he signed up for a Disney Plus trial membership in 2019.
What?
Listen to this. The fine print, when you sign up, says any disputes with Disney must be resolved in arbitration, not in court. So they're trying to say anyone with Disney Plus can't sue them for anything. Jeffrey also bought tickets to Epcot through their website, and they claim the terms and conditions there would nullify the lawsuit as well. Well,
I know that nobody reads that thing. They all have that huge thing that you have to get before you submit, but wow, that is evil. That's
going to be there's going to be some big federal lawsuits, I think, that are going to get rid of those unreadable terms and conditions.
I hope so. And I say I'm on the side of the people that got the nut allergy thing. It's not clear how much he's suing for. We just know it's in excess of $50,000.
If he goes to arbitration, Mike, they will pay him off in Mickey waffles.
Both sides will present their case at a hearing on October 2nd, the happiest place on earth.
Hello, my name is Roy Disney. My uncle was Walt Disney. And if you wanted to see the Beatles miniseries, you can never sue us.
Remember, if you choose to visit Disney, During the summer or at holiday time, Disney is an audio-only theme park. Thank you, everybody. We will take a break. That. And when we come back, oh, there's so much going on.
Lots of things.
Don't know where to begin. Might be thanking my TV buddy. But anywho, lots of fun coming up on the Mike O'Barra Show, ladies and gentlemen. And later on, we've got a feel-good story, which I think we need today, don't you think?
Yeah, it'll brighten it up.
Absolutely.
That's
good stuff.
Mike.
We'll be right back, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Laundry Sauce. My laundry detergent used to come in a stupid jug. Now, I get Laundry Sauce, the big stupid jug. Didn't like the smell, love the smell now. That's why I switched to Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce has partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, and it smells amazing. My favorite scent, definitely the Siberian Pine. Hi, my name is Siberian Pine. I will read rest of commercial in Siberian.
Are you related to actor Chris Pine?
Yeah, I am Russian brother of Chris Pine. Now, what they do is strip away all the unnecessary ingredients in the maximized hard-working stain fighters to ensure your favorite clothes come out looking brand new.
Hey, Siberian Pine.
Yes, I'm here. I'm standing by for you. Yes.
Did you invent Tetris?
I did. How you find out detail? Listen, back to Laundry Sauce.
Of course.
It's not just pods, boy chick. Laundry Sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, dryer bolts, fabric softeners, and even candles.
Yeah.
Great smelling candles. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your Laundry Sauce for a full refund. No questions asked.
And Siberian Pine.
I'm standing by, yes.
Is it true that in Russia, clothes wash you?
In America, you wash clothes. In Russia, clothing washes you. And in my laundry room, I will splash the pods whenever the F I please.
Attaboy.
I'm Siberian Pine. Why don't you come smell me in Las Vegas when you go out to Lave Show for Mike O'Mara? Elevate laundry with Laundry Sauce. Now is the time to check it out. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout. 15% off order. That's good deal.
Is it?
That's best offer you'll find, but you must use code TMOS. That's the good one. 15% off your order. One last time. Laundry Sauce.
Laundry sauce.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to read it. Jesus. One last time. Laundrysauce.com/TMOS. Promo code TMOS for 15% off.
Are you still pursuing the flavor, the scent that I requested for Laundry Sauce?
Which scent is that?
Beets.
Borscht.
Yes, exactly.
Delicious borscht. Very briefly, may I say a shout out to my TV buddy, Josh. And we really can't go into the great details of what happened, but Josh last night was my TV friend. And boy, oh boy, it was much appreciated. Very exciting today to be playing with that all day. Very exciting. Is this a thing
where he's like casting himself to your television and entertaining you? You're actually watching Josh on TV?
This is me.
I showed him how to watch the TMOS show.
Oh,
there
that's
it
great.
Is. Yeah, so I could enjoy the great, beautiful video.
That's great
why
video.
I did that. It was Rob, let me ask you this. You know what we were talking about, and we have to be cagey about it.
Of course.
If Josh was to share his video secrets with you, would you be amenable to that?
I would take a look at it. I'm very happy with what I have.
Should we get into it on the bonus show? Would that be a better time?
Yeah.
I think we could, but I'm even hinky about it there. I've been worried about it there. I think I feel like I'm
it's a gray area.
I'm taking whiskey bottles across the border in Canada in the Prohibition era. That's it. I feel like I'm doing an Al Capone here.
I think you're bringing Coors beer to the other side of the Mississippi, just like Smokey and the Bandit.
Rob is referring to the fact that there was a day where you could only get Coors beer in a certain part of the country, and people would drive out west, they'd say, to grab themselves some Coors and bring it back east.
Yep.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say,
Josh? It's a banquet beer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did ask them if they have an affiliate program, so that way we can get on board with them.
When they you ask them that, did they reply and sound like Siberian Pine?
Hey, go ahead. Look at all the channels.
Beware. So I can talk about two things here.
All right.
My wife in California, you know that. You've heard that. She's out there. She's talking about the house. She went to her big CEO's house and how beautiful it was. And, you know, I fully expect her to get off the plane on Friday and say, that's it. But anyway, that'll be for next week's
shows. I have a very clear image of her CEO greeting her in a robe poolside. Isn't this great?
It's not a guy, Mr. It's Sexist. Not? It's not a guy. It's a lady.
Ashley? It's a lady.
No, it's not. I'll let you decide. It's either Deadpool and Wolverine or a feel-good story. And then, after that, we're going to bring everyone, me first, beautiful video.
I've got a suggestion.
I like that.
You've got a suggestion?
Beautiful video.
Yeah. I think Rob should flip a coin.
That's a good idea.
Which one?
All right. That's a great idea.
Commemorative coins.
There you go. Good way to plug the store. Thank you, John.
All right, Mike, the don't get happy side will be the feel good story.
Okay. I'm rooting for that one.
And the TMOS side will be a question for Josh. All right.
Okay. All right. Not Deadpool and Wolverine then.
That's the same thing.
Oh, same thing. Okay, go.
Now, do you want me to let this land on the desk like they do at the Super Bowl? It lands on the ground, or do you want
my preferred method of the coin flipping? Let land on table. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Fell on the floor.
It's out of bounds. It's out of bounds. Mike called it. Here we go. All right. Okay. It is the feel-good story. It's the don't get happy side.
It's also how we will settle all fights in Vegas.
Of course.
Okay. Yes,
and are you planning on a lot of them?
Well, only one with Jolene and a pool noodle.
I like that. Mike, kids are going back to school. It's the tail end of summer, and people are still traveling. I wanted to bring this feel-good story to everybody.
Okay.
As of yesterday, more than half of the states in the United States, including Virginia and Maryland, are reporting very high COVID activity levels.
Wow. Phase two.
It's coming back. They've got a new vaccine coming.
Phase 10. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. But it is all-time high. My daughter Julia just finished up having COVID for the third time in Richmond. And that's, you know, deep
what
in the south
hell?
There.
Where does she go to get it? Is she not a big hand washer?
No, she's a big hand washer. And she was also very mask usable. But she's down there with all those kids. You know, she's going to concerts and bars and in the art studio. It's never gone away. Wow. I actually reached out. I wanted to go out and get a bite
to eat. I have to knock on wood. I really.
Because you and I.
Have you never had it?
I've never had. Josh, did you ever get it?
Three times.
Wow.
Wow.
But I also got the shots.
Okay, so mild cases?
The first one was a little rough. The others were a little
Two of them were rough. You got the Trump shots, right?
I did.
You didn't get vaccinated, right?
Tranquilizer?
You're a non-vaxxer with your politics, right?
No, I did get vaccinated.
You got Atta vaccinated? Boy. I have bad I respect for you.
Yeah, not my choice. Well,
did you take the
not my choice?
I was going through a divorce at the time and different politics. So in order to be around my kids, I got the shot.
Wow.
So not
like
my
an
choice.
Onion, Mike.
Did
like
you get COVID
onion.
Before you got vaccinated?
No, I never. No, I got it after.
You got
I
it
thought
after.
You told me you got COVID when Clinton was president.
That's funny. So
but
go
they're
ahead,
at an
Mom.
All-time high. It's only moderate in D.C., but in Virginia and Maryland and 25 other states.
Okay.
It is very high. And with kids going back to school and with people traveling, just beware. Be careful. I reached out. I wanted to go and get a bite with our old buddy Surf because, you know, he's a Leesburg guy now, too. And his wife is lovely, and we get along. And I said, you want to go out? He says, yeah, maybe after the COVID stuff settles down a little bit.
He said that recently?
Yeah, this week.
So it's that much of a thing up where you are, huh?
Yeah. So
that's
be
weird.
Careful, folks. So feel good as you send your kids off to school.
Yeah, when I was up in the Outer Banks, I noticed a lot of masks.
Mm-hmm. A lot. I remember Nick Cho
was just getting off of it.
By the way, Rob, not ever having COVID, what is your tip to anyone out there to avoid getting COVID like you have avoided getting COVID? Do you have any simple plan?
Yes, of course it is. Wash your hands.
Okay.
Stay in your basement and never make eye contact with your wife. And you're good as gold.
See, I teed that up for him, and he hit. That's a triple right there. That's a
boom,
that's a
crack.
He found the gap with that one. We'll take a break. Yes. I don't want to get. I'm not going to belabor the point, but I do have video for you today.
What?
And even Mike, with all my ranting,
what if we stop calling it video and say we have some treats for you?
Because then we'd be doing the exact same thing that I told you I didn't want you to do anymore.
I'm glad, Mike, you didn't fall into my trap.
All right, we'll be right back. Oh my God! Hey, whether you're a seasoned gym goer or just starting your fitness journey, what your workout really needs is Fitbod. It's a fitness app that customizes each workout based on your goals and adapts them as you improve. Fitbod tailors a personal workout based on your time and equipment constraints. So whether you've got 10 minutes or 2 hours, Fitbod can help you get better with each workout. Fitbod creates a personalized workout routine based on your goals, fitness level, your available equipment. It tracks your muscle recovery. That's what Fitbod does, so you can avoid burnout and keep up your momentum. It's like a personal trainer, but better. It's cheaper. It's easier to build a custom fitness plan that works for you. Add Fitbod to your workout essentials. Join Fitbod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free. There are the hearts.
Yay.
At fitbod.me/TMOS. That's fitbod.me/TMOS. It got fireworks, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
All those audio listeners missing out on the fireworks.
This is exciting to me, and I'll describe it for all of you people,
Mike,
who like
ever forward. I don't even think we need to look back.
A great fried chicken sandwich. What's your favorite fried chicken sandwich chain, Rob Spiewak?
Mine is Popeyes.
All right, Josh Soroka.
I'm Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A wins. Show the video, the beautiful video.
All right, I got a problem how I labeled them. Is this cooking tip or chicken?
This is who wants chicken, Josh.
All right.
Lay it on us, baby. There it is. Look at this thing. It appears to be a robotic trolley of some kind.
I've seen these.
In Atlanta, they're testing them out.
Look at this. This is a Chick-fil-A robotic cart.
A delivery
that drives
service.
To people's homes.
It is noisy.
What do you do?
Now he opens up. He scans his phone into the top of the robot. Look, the door opens. That's my favorite part.
It's so cute.
Oh, so cute.
Well, those are headlights, not eyes.
No, but I guess so. I guess that's why the one toy came with the flavor.
Kind of looks like a face. And
you
now
know
he
what?
Takes his bag out and
that's
his beverages.
That's so great. They have those on campus at George Mason University for delivering things.
Now the door is closing. I don't know if it goes long enough. I didn't stay long enough with it, whether we get to see it roll out of the driveway.
It needs a little WD-40.
Now it's backing out.
The guy said
there it goes.
Is it
back out?
Look,
it's a little tentative
out
when it leaves the street. Let's see. I just want to see if it continues. My Chick-fil-A cart. It's slow.
I can't imagine that would. I mean, it's not
so
moving
careful.
Fast.
Yeah. No, and if there was heavy traffic, I'm like, and.
Well, that's my question: is what do you do if you're in the car behind that thing?
Yeah.
Do you go
there it goes.
It?
I guarantee you that thing drives in the left lane.
I mean, it's in the middle of the road, so you know,
it's
be
in
your
a
own
suburb,
judge.
Yeah.
As far
now,
as
do you
so
remember
you
the delivery robot they had on the John Mulaney Los Angeles show?
I have not watched that enough to see that. What is that?
They would, when interviews were going medium to bad, it would come out and bring ginger ale to everybody. And
that's funny.
It's very good. But what I was going to say, the George Mason one, there was a problem that students were tipping them over, the delivery carts.
Ah, those wacky college kids. All right. I bring you sweetness and love.
Thank you,
it's pure love, and it's puppy love, the best kind of love. This is a dude is going to sing his puppies to sleep, and their reaction is absolutely beautiful. Let's take a look at that.
Come on. It's time for bed.
Little brown puppies. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Watch this. Guys,
get some sleep, okay?
Let's put them in the bed.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. Skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
That's incredible.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
I've never
you
seen
make me happy when skies are gray.
The tails.
That's
the
so
tails
good.
Wagging.
Isn't you know, it's funny
beautiful?
That he would choose that song because one time back when we had a cat named Molly, Carrie was singing You Are My Sunshine, and the cat scratched her face. Did she not? I say, Carrie, please don't sing to the animals.
All right. That's the only good videos I have. Now let's go right to the potentially bogus and unverified banana health tip. Okay. Let's take a look.
Know that if you remove the peel of a banana and instead of throwing it away, you cut it into small pieces and cook them in a pot of water, the banana peel will release tryptophan, an amino acid that stimulates the production of hormones that help regulate sleep, such as serotonin and melatonin.
Yeah.
If you suffer from insomnia, have trouble sleeping, or wake up many times during the night, a cup of this drink will help you sleep deeply without the need for medication. Here's how to prepare it. Cut the peel of a banana into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in a pot with half a liter or 17 ounces of water, cook the banana peel for 10 minutes on high heat. During these minutes, stir well to ensure the peel releases all the tryptophan, then strain the mixture.
It's an AI voice.
To further enhance this drink, you can add a teaspoon of honey. Honey will allow the tryptophan to enter the brain more easily. Additionally, it has been shown that honey by itself helps reduce anxiety and promotes relaxation. How to take it? Drink a cup of this beverage half an hour before going to bed.
Okay.
The result will be restorative sleep, and your insomnia problems will be a thing of the past. If you like this recipe, rate it from 1 to 10 in the comments. I wish you a long and healthy life. Thanks for your support.
Thank you,
Mike,
robot.
Did you rate it?
I did not, but I brought it to you boys to, check on the veracity.
I
you think legitimate, perhaps?
I would say the science is probably good. If it does indeed release tryptophan, you could, simply Google that. But there are other ways to get tryptophan. And also, have you ever bitten into a banana peel? It's disgusting.
Listen, I agree with the tryptophan before bed. That's why I eat an entire Thanksgiving turkey immediately before bed. Josh, do you think it's legit?
I don't care if it's legit. I'm not drinking that banana water.
Banana goo.
I feel as though it would be poisonous.
Really?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I don't know if anybody...
There's arsenic in peach pits, so be careful.
I'll stick to the melatonin.
Melatonin, the lots of it. I would love to have something natural that I could drink that tasted good. And if you put the honey in, banana honey would probably taste pretty good, I would think.
I used to have a method for falling asleep, but I'm not allowed to do it anymore.
It involved country time lemonade.
It was delicious, yeah.
All right, we have two food tips for you today.
Great.
Cooking tip number one, a quick
this is
baked
cook a potato. Is to cover it with a lot of olive oil, top it with your favorite seasonings. I use garlic powder, oregano, a little bit of salt, and also a little bit of cracked black pepper. From here, wrap it in a moist paper towel, and then just throw it into the microwave for just about 3 minutes. Pull it out, go ahead, cut it open, serve it with your favorite toppings, and enjoy, everybody.
Would you do that? Would you try it?
I have done that. I've not wrapped a potato in foil in probably 10 or 15 years.
Does the oil add a crispiness that doesn't,
if you want
extra
the crispiness, if you want the extra crispiness, now this does require planning ahead, what you
it's
do.
It's entirely
is that,
different.
It's entirely different. You use the extra crisp. If you use that exact same method, roasted in an oven just on the rack, and you will have the best baked potato you can.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Do you put oil on the outside of your baked potato?
Absolutely, yes. To make the salt and pepper stick. Yeah.
Correct.
I am not a baked potato person, and I truly think that I would like something to enhance it. And I might make potatoes tonight for my son when he comes home.
When I was no-carbing it on one of my silly dietary adventures, that was one of the things that I craved the most, was a baked potato.
Well, you know what makes a great stool, Rob? Potatoes and corn. And this is a corn tip. And look, I'm not bringing these videos to you today because there's a lot of dialogue, which there happens to be. I'm bringing them to you because these are two foodstuffs that I found that I like. I'd like to like better. And the second one is a cooking corn tip that I've never seen before. And this might be good for college kids going back to school. Take a look at this.
Robert, listen.
We've been grilling sweet corn wrong. Place your ears of corn on top of your toaster and turn occasionally until they're golden brown. Don't forget the butter. Perfectly grilled corn.
Don't forget the butter.
It's super quick. Do you really think he got... those kind of like cooked marks on the corn?
No.
I don't think so.
That burned down your cabinets if it was that hot out of the top of your toaster.
Yeah, I don't think that's valid. And I still
Be an easy one to try to see if there was any legitimacy to it.
I'm a corn boiler. You know, we could do that on the bonus show this week. I have corn and a toaster upstairs.
You do?
Absolutely.
All right,
could we do it on the bonus show?
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
I love that idea. I would love to see if it works. That would be great.
Do you know the legendary story of Carol Channing?
And no.
She was at, I believe it was a Tony Awards ceremony. And so there was a lot of people intermingling. And she was in the ladies' room with some people. And allegedly, she went into the stall and closed it. And this is Carol Channing, Broadway great. And out of silence, someone heard her say, "Now, when did I have corn?"
Oh, that is so nasty. Listen, I've been ranting and raving today a lot on the show. I shouldn't say this. There are things that I bring to you, ladies and gentlemen, where I say to myself, if I go here, I'm going to just empower the haters. Well, call me stupid because I'm going to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, if you place Mike O'Mara in this woman's body, this is a classic arguing with Mike O'Mara moment. And I believe both Josh and Rob have experienced this in the past. Imagine that the lady is me. Take a look right now.
I'm in second place and you pass me. What place are you in?
First.
First place?
Yes.
I'm in second place and you pass me. Well, how would you be in first place?
Because I passed you. I passed you, so I'm in first.
I'm in second place, though.
Congratulations. Now I'm in first because I passed you. I passed you. Are we running? Are we driving? It doesn't matter. I passed you. I'm in first.
No.
Just don't. I mean, don't get upset that you're not good at running or driving or whatever. And I passed you.
Okay, but I'm in second place.
Yes,
and then you passed me.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So what place would you be in?
First.
The answer's wrong.
How?
How?
Yeah.
I'm in second place. You passed me. There's somebody in first place. I'm in second. You pass me. That means that you would be in second place.
Mike?
There it is.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
I've had that conversation.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's Josh and Rob trying to argue with Mike when he's dead wrong about lots of stuff. We'll take a break and more beautiful video coming up with Rob.
Anyway,
we will do that when we come back. Then I would be in first place.
And then she takes it to the level of, I don't care if you're not a good runner.
Come on now. Projecting my incredible emotion on the argument. Hey, everybody. Do you know where your box of old home movies is? Do you? Have you checked that box in a while to make sure they aren't too hot, damp, or molding? All that old media breaks down over time, and if it's not preserved, it'll be lost forever. Besides, Do you even have a VCR or a film projector? No way, Jose. They don't even make VCRs anymore. Luckily, Legacy Box is easy. Load up a Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures, and send it back. It's so simple, it's like magic. Their team of professionals digitizes everything by hand right in the good old USA. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or the cloud, along with your originals. Don't let this summer heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Thank you, Legacy Box, longtime sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Beautiful video.
Beautiful video coming up with Rob Spiewak, everybody.
Do you remember COVID?
Yeah, Josh had it three times.
Yeah, he gets it all the time. Did you have a COVID project when we were all on lockdown? Like, did you have something you did? Like, for example, I got into making bread.
I golfed.
You golfed? Okay, and that was actually a sport and, not affected by COVID.
And right? I got divorced.
That's a good hobby too.
Sunnier days.
Mike, there's a theme park in these United States called Nobles, K-N-O-E-B-E-L-S, and it's a great old school park. I've never been there, but I know about it. And there's this guy who during the COVID lockdown, he also was a Nobles fan, and this is what he built.
I've been to Nobles a few times with nieces and nephews, and they had the perfect one. It was a 1953 Lussies.
He built himself
a
bumper car
for 35 years and built stuff for other people.
That is roadworthy.
I didn't want to build for other people anymore, so I played with my own toys.
With a huge Charlie steering wheel.
This was my COVID project. I wanted to stay away from people, and I needed a project to do, and I thought, well,
is that road legal?
He takes it on the road. Whether it's legal, I don't know.
I can make it to the actual 1953 Lussie bumper car. There's no sense in building a regular car because it exists. It's a little twist on a car, but yet it would fit.
I would say
it is giant. That's the thing. It is so oversized. That's what makes it fun.
It's beautiful. It's made from a Chevy Aveo. I mean, but the steering wheel has to be 2 feet.
There is a, I now, what's popping up on my feed, I'm getting a lot of detailing videos on automobiles where they find these cars in garages. They found a 1982 Corvette. It had 33 miles on it, and it had not been taken out of this garage. It was covered with crap, but they restore it, and I can watch those all day long. And I detailed my own car yesterday because of it.
Did they get it mechanically sound? Like, could they race it if they wanted to?
You know, that's interesting because they did the detail, and the thing that frustrated me is they didn't show either the cleaning of the engine or the mechanical condition that it was in. So it wasn't
like
the whole
maybe
package.
There was no engine.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, lifted a long time ago.
I just have to wonder if that Corvette was in second place.
That
and
would
somebody
be
passed it.
9-year-old animals.
Mike, do you remember? This is when I start feeling old, 10 years ago. Do you remember the kid that was on a live news report and he kept saying, apparently?
Oh,
apparently.
Little chunky kid. I mean, adorable. And he just loved the word, apparently, and he was fabulous. It was adorable.
Mike, didn't he end up on Ellen and everything over
there?
He
did a lot of stuff. He had a TV show, and now he's 15.
10 years ago, this scared me half to death.
10 years ago, WNEP introduced the world to a legend right here.
Apparently, I've never been on live television before.
And apparently, I've never been on live television before.
Noah Ritter, dubbed the apparently kid.
My grandpa gives me the road every time we watch the Powerball.
Is now 15 years old.
Noah, how do you feel saying that again 10 years later?
Feels pretty good. I feel nostalgic about it. Makes me reminisce.
Mike,
that's a theater arts kid right there. That's
apparently, he
that's
likes fair food.
I can't wait till he's 25.
That's a kid that's going right into the improv competition, Rob. I see that happening.
Gold medalist. I could take him.
He could either be in an improv competition or a wet t-shirt contest.
Mike, every day for him is a wet t-shirt contest.
Apparently, my nipples are showing through my shirt. Apparently.
So that was 10 years ago. Have you ever, you know, you got to be careful. And I know that I never have, but I wouldn't put it past someone to be scammed on the phone. Because you know what? People are just, they're open to being fooled. But yeah. I don't know if they're open to being fooled at this level.
You jogged it in me.
Okay. Apparently.
All right.
Yes.
Did I talk about the shirts I bought online?
Over the phone?
No, the not Timu over the shirts? Phone. No,
the Timu
I
shirts?
Haven't. I don't think I brought it to you guys at all. All right.
Okay.
No.
I'm just going to tease this.
All right.
But there is potential. I made a purchase of golfwear. I get a tracking video, a tracking email twice.
Yeah.
After the second one, which came in a couple of days ago, August 12th, I decide I'll go back on the website, click on it, site not reached. Stay tuned. This could be the scam of scams.
Apparently.
And when I explain it to you, you will apparently know what a rube is. I'll lay it out there to you. I'll tell everything about it. And, you know, there's no free lunch. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you, Rob.
Mike, apparently this lady was absolutely fooled, and apparently she probably shouldn't have done this.
Scam alert tonight. A local woman losing nearly $6,000 to thieves over the phone. Here's what's more disturbing. They convinced her to take her clothing off on camera. Investigator Kelly Kennedy has the details into how this happened.
It started out with a phone call from what appeared to be Huntington Bank's customer service number. Only it wasn't.
There is spoofing for caller IDs. It's illegal, but of course, scammers are doing all sorts of illegal
things.
Turn
it up a little
bit,
Robin.
Even if you get a text, phone call, it doesn't matter.
It's Max, I'm sorry.
Just hang up the phone and think about how you could independently verify what they're saying.
Yes.
The crime happened to a Mayfield Heights woman last Tuesday. She told police the caller said there was a fraudulent charge on her account, and if she didn't move the money to a different account, it would be stolen. The man then gave her the numbers to a Chase Bank debit card told her to add it to her Apple Wallet. Cheryl Harris with the Cuyahoga County Scam Squad says it's a very common tactic.
When we're panicked, we don't actually... We're not able to focus on that part of our brain that gives
Cleveland
us
rocks.
Yes.
Real
so, I mean, the scam starts out sounding
the
kind
woman
of valid.
The stayed on the phone with the crook and went to the Huntington Bank in Mayfield Heights.
So she
and
did
withdrew
it.
$6,000 in cash. Then she went to this Chase Bank on Somme Center Road.
No.
Then the caller told her to tap the debit card in her Apple Wallet at this ATM, transferring nearly $6,000 into an unknown checking account.
It's almost like
now you see. I can see that as a valid scam.
It's like they want you to take your cash from.
And she was 85.
Put it in this, and then they wanted you to transfer.
But Mike, it gets so much better.
Put it into a crypto, ATM. It gets real convoluted.
When she got home, the same man called her on FaceTime. He told her they needed to do a full body scan to verify her identity. The woman told police she undressed and spun in circles on FaceTime. When she heard the scammer laughing, she realized it was all a hoax.
Oh,
Mike,
my
that's
God.
Not
wow.
funny.
No. Now, I would hope the FaceTime connection would get them. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Josh. What was that?
I just said it's been years since the banks have asked you to undress on camera.
That's true.
They don't
I
do
think
that anymore.
True. Only Wells Fargo still asks for it. But apparently, you don't ever have to undress.
So sad.
And let's close with this, Mike. Do you still video game with a console?
Oh, yeah. It's Atari.
No. Be serious. You had like a PlayStation, right? And you were playing some first-person shooters for a while?
Every day, right after the show, just to decompress, I play hours and hours of Pong.
Well, this guy has multiple gaming stations. Many, many gaming stations.
So many video game consoles. After a while, I noticed that I have a big stack of gaming consoles that I couldn't play. The TV ports are limited, and if I want to play, either I unplug the existing consoles, or I will keep everything and add more switchers, and of course, more converters as well. By adding more switchers, the idea came to my mind. I will connect all the gaming consoles I have to the TV. Then I'll contact Guinness World Records, as this project looks unique, includes hundreds of video game consoles, all
Mike,
different than each
he
other.
He has over 400 gaming consoles, and they're all selectable by switcher to one television.
Two words.
Yes?
That's hot.
Mike,
there it is.
That's all I have for you.
Wow.
And
oh,
ladies, he's single.
Wow, that's cool. It did look kind of, now I thought that looked kind of cool. It must have moved for you when you saw that.
No, right? I don't like video game stuff.
It just reminded me of Rob's basement.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Like Rob's basement.
You know what? I give him credit for organizing. He's not a hoarder. He's a collector.
On the bonus show tomorrow, Rob Spiewak has already agreed to it. He will be bringing in a toaster and grilling corn.
Again?
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes. And if you're lucky, Josh and I might give you a little more information about our little TV thing that we were working on. A wonderful project. Great for the show. We'll see you tomorrow for the bonus show, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Apparently.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
So what do I mean to do? Drop my pants and fire a rocket?
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know
it. We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know, morons.